News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 40. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Some morning drizzle and fog, otherwise clouds and mild, a high today 45. Clouds continue tonight down to 38, and then sunny tomorrow and warmer, a high 47. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Prison awaits former Benton Harbor Area School Superintendent Dr. Leonard Seawood.
We, the jury, find in count one guilty.
Seawood was found guilty Friday on all five charges he faced. One count of embezzlement, four charges of obtaining money by false pretenses. Defense attorney Heath Lynch spoke to our partners at WNDU News Center 16 following that verdict.
You can't help but be disappointed, given how hard we've worked and the effort that we put forward. But again, we respect the process.
Seawood could go to a prison for 40 years if he gets the maximum sentences for all charges. He stole over $40,000 from the district by taking payouts for unused vacation days. Seawood contends he had the board's permission to do so, but district officials and police disagreed, along with the jury. Sentencing will be January 29th.
Gas prices throughout Michigan down to start our week. AAA Michigan putting the statewide average at $2.45 a gallon. That's down 6 cents from a week ago, but still, that's 19 cents more than we paid this time last year. Locally, the Benton Harbor St. Joe average fell a dime to $2.41. The state's lowest price is in Traverse City at $2.37, marking the second week there, the lowest in the Michigan. Drivers in Marquette paying the most for the third week in a row at $2.62. Gas Buddy says South Haven's prices are actually the lowest in the state, with two stations down to $2.09 a gallon, others around $2.12. Van Buren County and South Haven not included in the Auto Club survey.
State lawmakers are in week one of their holiday break.
Michigan lawmakers are not in town. In fact, they won't be here until mid-January as they are on holiday break. They left last Wednesday. What did they leave behind? They wanted to get rid of the driver responsibility fees, but couldn't find the votes. A major difference between the House Republican Speaker and the governor on that point. They did not repay people that were basically taken to the cleaners by the state's jobless fund, who mischarged them and fined them. That money is still pending. They'll take that up next year. And there was no tax cut from the Michigan House, although they tried first thing out of the box last February. From Lansing, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
Well, we told you quite a bit in the past week about grant funding for local parks projects from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. State Senator John Prose is happy with the announcements, notes the money comes from mineral revenues from the state, but not tax dollars.
Those different revenues then go into, by constitution and a vote of the people that established this constitutional structure, that go into the fund.
A public vote in the 1970s created that fund. The board overseeing the parks grants is bipartisan by design.
The nonpartisan board makes recommendations to spend those oil and gas recovery fees and so forth, and then those fees then become the basis for the grant dollars that go out to recreational sites.
Now, assuming state lawmakers approve the proposed grants from the trust fund board, several area parks projects will get funding. A new splash pad in South Haven, new parks in Hager and Orinoco townships, and an expansion of Love Creek County Park are all waiting legislative approval.
State Representative Kim Losada has introduced legislation designed to crack down on the abuse of Michigan's food stamp program. Now, Losada tells WSJM News there are still waivers in place for some food stamp recipients to avoid work requirements.
During the Obama administration, President Obama allowed waivers to states for individuals who were not getting jobs. The big reason was we didn't have a lot of jobs.
Losada tells us her bill would require able-bodied adults to get food assistance to find some kind of work.
It prevents any administration from granting waivers to individuals who are seeking food or medical assistance. And they're able-bodied. They're able to work. They don't have dependents at home. They're from 18 years of age to 49.
Losada said single mothers receiving temporary assistance for needy families have a work stipulation that takes them out of their homes for 120 hours a month. Michigan is one of only 8 states that do not have a statewide work requirement. Her bill has been introduced to the Michigan House Appropriations Committee.
Well, if you're thinking about buying a dog or a cat at a pet store as a Christmas gift, it's probably not a good idea. That's according to Alvan Humane Society Director Jennifer Nuremberg.
We encourage people not to consider necessarily pets as gifts.
Nuremberg tells us puppies and kittens are cute, but they are there are other things that you need to consider.
We find it very important for people to find good matches for their home and pets that will stick in the home, that are good for the kids, good for the parents. You know, finding a cat or dog that, you know, fits with your schedule and your needs and wants.
To see what pets are available for adoptions, you can visit al-van.org. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 40. Friday on Wall Street, the Dow up 143. The NASDAQ gained 80. The S&P 500 up 24. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, getting flights back to normal.
Hey, Doc, over here. Remember me?
Not now, Triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that. Nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 39 degrees. Power is back on at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport after an 11-hour outage that caused chaos for travelers across the nation. Hundreds of flights canceled, thousands of people stranded in airports around the United States. Flight cancellations and delays could continue for days as the world's busiest airport recovers. Nora D. says that she waited for hours to get off of her flight and be allowed into the darkened terminal.
We were on the plane for 7 hours. They said we couldn't even flush the toilets because their water was below 20%. Like, we couldn't do anything. So the plan right now is us for just, we're just going to wait and see if anybody can help us, but it's been pretty unresponsive.
Flights are already canceled for today at airports around the country as Atlanta gets back to normal.
Well, once Republicans finish their tax bill this week, they can't leave for Christmas break until they approve a new budget. ABC's Andy Field is in Washington and says another government shutdown deadline is this Friday.
Both parties delayed their budget standoff till days before Christmas, and it's not clear if they are any closer to compromise than a week ago. The president wants money for a border wall in the military, the Democrats demanding help for Dreamer children, children's health, and other social programs. Congress now has till Friday to make a deal or punt the budget into 2018 with another continuing resolution.
The Thomas Fire burning in California's Ventura in Santa Barbara counties is close to becoming the state's second largest wildfire ever. The flames flared up over the weekend.
Now 1 week away from Christmas Day, the firefight is bigger than ever. Over 8,000 firefighters are on the front lines who have come from almost a dozen states. Over the weekend, the battle was intense. Santa Ana winds causing flames to flare up, burning more homes in the pricey, celebrity-filled community of Montecito. The winds have dissipated now, and firefighters are hoping to gain ground ahead of the next round of wind later in the week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Could there be more trade tension over lobsters between the U.S., Canada, and Europe? We get more from ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Not happy with a trade deal between Canada and the European Union are members of the American lobster fishery. Christmas time is typically a busy time of year for American seafood exporters, as lobster is popular in some European countries around the holiday. But Canada and the EU brokered a deal this year that gets rid of tariffs on Canadian lobster exports to the 28-nation bloc. Canada is the other major lobstering nation, and it's now at an economic advantage over the U.S.
Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson selling the team at the end of the season as the NFL investigates misconduct allegations. A potential bidder has just come forward, and that is hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition. I will have the best halftime show, the best selection of music, and we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Combs posted that video on Instagram after first posting on Twitter that he was interested in buying the team. The Panthers have been around since 1995. They lost both Super Bowls in which they've played.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Speaking of the Panthers, they beat the Packers 31-24. The Vikings beat the Bengals 34-7. And the Lions won. They beat the Bears 20-10.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather that you can depend on.